This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Everybody, and look, if somebody tells you they know exactly what's going on in this economy right now, well, they are simply not being straight with you. Inflation, of course. Slowing growth, yes. General agita, that too. But if things are so messy, then somebody explain to me why consumers are so doggone spendy. We got August retail sales this morning, up a bit, yes, but up nonetheless, in the face of all of the above. So, we asked Marketplace's Samantha Fields to help us make heads or tails of it all.
August is a time of transition, and that's evident in what we as consumers bought last month.
People were stocking up for back to school and back to work.
Ryan Eshelman at Alex Partners says even with inflation as high as it is,
back to school is still back to school. People want to buy what they need for their children, for themselves.
And they did. School supplies, computers and smartphones, and clothes. Clothing sales were up 0.4% in August. In addition to that, not school related, people also bought cars. Sales of those were up 2.8%. And they spent a lot on food, says Sucharita Kadali at Forrester.
Interestingly, consumers are actually spending more money eating out now than they are in grocery stores.
A notable change from earlier pandemic days.
What we're not seeing as much of is a lot of the furniture purchases that were really hot during the pandemic, where people were like investing in their backyards or furniture to enhance their shelter at home experience.
Furniture sales were down 1.3%. One sign some people are starting to pull back on bigger purchases other than cars. Gregory Dacko at EY Parthenon says for the most part right now,
consumers are still buying items that they want, but they're being a bit more cautious. They're facing an environment where high prices are constraining their budgets, and they're having to buy fewer items, but paying more for those items that they're still buying.
In the August numbers,
we still have some positive tailwinds from spending on summer services, on travel, on leisure, on accommodation.
But as the summer fades, Dacko says, some of that spending is likely to fade along with it. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.